The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1, each according to their ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So November at Holy Family is our tradition to reflect back on our year of stewardship and discipleship. And if you were here at Mass a couple of weeks ago, you will have seen the state of the parish, during which time we gave an accounting of the many ways in which we've tried our very best to follow the call of the gospel and to follow Jesus Christ in our ministries and the way we respond. And we've tried very hard not to bury our talents, but to make sure that they grow and that they are fruitful and flourish so that we're building the kingdom of God here in this parish community. So today is Discipleship Sunday, and today is a day when we're invited to reflect a little bit more deeply on our own call to discipleship here through Holy Family. And it's my great pleasure to invite now to come and speak to you for a few minutes about their own path of discipleship, Steve and Cherie Carroll.
When Cherie and I first got together, we decided we needed to go and find a church of our own. And so we like to joke that it was a bit of the luck of the Irish that brought us here, because the first Mass we attended was presided by Father Niall O'Leary, and we were quite impressed with his wit and candor. And of course, later we attended Masses with Monsignor Connolly and were very impressed with his intellect and charisma. So we began to speak with the parishioners, and I think what impressed us the most was the broad background and diversity within Holy Family. And we knew we'd found our spiritual home at that time. Shortly after that, Cherie started the RCIA program.
The RCIA program was an amazing bonding experience. Some of the classmates that I had in that particular session, we count now among some of our closest personal friends. My Holy Family RCIA journey introduced me to the concept of Lectio Divina, which is the breaking open of the Word. It teaches that each individual person has his or her own gift of insight when applying God's Word to our lives. Being able to give and receive those insights with people in the program were a true, true blessing. Steve and I also got involved in the lector ministry.
Which is a great ministry. Being a lector has taught me more about the scriptures, and the word now has greater meaning and is more personal to me now. Steve encouraged me to explore other faith teachings. Cherie, of course, is part of the 1115 choir, which is a significant commitment.
The choir and the music program is another thing that drew us to the Holy Family, to this church. This group, we raise our voices every single week in rehearsal and on Sunday mornings in praise and in song. We share our talents with one another, and we give that talent to help support the liturgy through music, and it's truly inspiring, so shout out to the Loft.
The reason the two of us are part of this holy family is because it is a place where we can give back through the lector ministry, through the music, through continuing faith formation. It is probably best captured by part of St. Francis's prayer.
Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve and Cherie. That was beautiful. And what a beautiful way to end, because it really is about the fact of through giving that we receive. So I think you'll agree with me that Holy Family is a very, very, very special place. And for me, certainly, and I think for all of you, it's a privilege to belong here. I have to tell you, after having been here now for 9 years, that Holy Family has probably spoiled me for life. When I go to another parish to worship occasionally or to participate in some other kind of ministry, I'm always looking around and making rather unfavorable comparisons for the most part. And it's just not the same as Holy Family. And it's a special place that it is because of all of you, because of the way that you are so willing to sacrifice and give of your time, your talent, and your treasure in such selfless ways. It's special because we see in one another the Imago Dei, the image of God, and we really try to live that out as a parish community. Peter Morin, whom some of you will know, was the helpmeet and kind of collaborator with Dorothy Day in setting up the Catholic Worker, said once that a parish should be a place and a community where it's easy to do good. And I think that describes Holy Family perfectly. We are such a parish community where it's easy to do good. I like to think of us as a kind of springboard from which our many, many ministries, our dozens of ministries, are able to operate and make a transformative difference in people's lives. I think of Mission Haiti, the Giving Bank, and our pastoral care ministry, to name but a few. We wouldn't be the parish we are without you, without your generosity and your willingness to make sacrifices of your time and talent. But having said that about this whole notion about making Holy Family a place where it's easy to do good, it's really not so much about building up the parish as it is about building up the kingdom of God. And most importantly, and more than anything else, Holy Family, I think, is a little place on this earth where we can find glimpses of the kingdom of God, where the kingdom of God is inbreaking and indwelling here amongst us in our time and place. Today on Discipleship Sunday, I ask you to prayerfully consider what you're able to do, to commit to Holy Family, so that we continue to be this beacon of light and hope. It's incredibly important that each person makes some kind of a commitment to this wonderful parish in whatever way you can, however small or however large, because it's through your commitment, whether it's a commitment of time or talent or of treasure, that you bring to life your faith. And the way in which you give of yourself to Holy Family is a measure of the importance that you place on your belonging here. We love that you worship with us, but it's actually through the engagement that you have with this community of faith that relationships are created and flourish. And that's how we build the kingdom of God, because we can't do this in isolation. We have to be a community in order to build the kingdom of God, to make our faith strong and living and active in this world, in this, I might say, rather troubled and dark world at times. So if you're a registered parishioner, in the last week or so, you should have received a letter in the mail that looks like that, along with a blue card. commitment card. And some of you have already been sending back these cards, or you might have brought them with you today to put in the offertory basket. And if you've already taken that step, then thank you very much. But if you haven't, then I'm really going to urge each of you, or each family here at least, to take out one of these cards and make a statement of your commitment, your belonging to Holy Family right now, however small or large. And we're asking two things of you at this point. We always want your prayers, of course. Your prayers are incredibly important. So please pray for us, pray for this parish community. But in addition, we're asking you to make a commitment of your time, if you can, or a recommitment of your time if you're already involved. On the bottom corner of the commitment card, you'll see a place where you can check off the box if you'd like the Director of Volunteers to contact you. You might already be volunteering at Holy Family, and if you are, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. But maybe it's time to refresh that commitment or to think about giving of yourself in a slightly different way. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and tick the box, and Mary Schmoller, our Director of Volunteers, would be very, very happy to contact you. Today we're very blessed because we have a ministry fair. It's in the hall as well as in the gathering area. So I encourage you after Mass to go over and avail yourself of the many different ministry tables, ask questions. We have lots of volunteers over there. You can get free donuts today, free donuts and orange juice and coffee. They're right at the back of the hall to encourage you to go all the way through and see all those wonderful ministries. So do make a commitment of your time, however small, whatever you're able to do. That's incredibly important to building up the kingdom of God here through Holy Family. But we also strongly need your treasure as well. Again, however large or small, whatever gift you can make to Holy Family over the coming year, we badly need that to keep this place alive, to keep it the flourishing place that it is. I know that at this time of year, you have many, many calls on your generosity, and you have to be discerning about where you give your money, where you give your treasure. And we don't take your gifts for granted. We place a very high value on accountability and on good stewardship of the resources that you share with us. Our finance council provides oversight and guidance to me, our business manager, and our administrative staff, so that we make wise and prudent decisions with the resources that you entrust with us. We're guided by two considerations. Are we using our resources, the resources that you've given to us, in a way that is true to our gospel calling? So are we doing the work of Jesus Christ? And then the second question we ask ourselves, are we stewarding those resources as efficiently as possible? Are we using them wisely and prudently? And I hope that you saw from the State of the Parish report the other week and the financial accounting that we made in the bulletin that we are doing our utmost to be wise and prudent stewards of your resources. So I urge each of you to fill one of these cards out. You can give to Holy Family. Many of you are already giving through the weekly envelope, so thank you very much for that. If you prefer, you can give online on a monthly basis or give via credit card, also on a monthly basis, and you can make those, you can check those boxes there. I'd also encourage you to fill out all of the information, even if you think we have your current contact information, because sometimes it changes, especially email addresses. And even if you know your envelope number, please do go ahead and fill out that contact information for us anyway. I very much appreciate that. So we won't be taking up a separate collection for these cards, so I'll ask you to hold on to them, fold them in two, and when the offertory basket comes around, you can drop the card in the offertory basket at that time. So finally, I just want to say thank you again for everything that you've done, for being children of light, children of day, to make sure that Holy Family is a parish of light and a beacon of light in this world. We can't do it without you. So for all that you've done, for all that you will continue to do, and that you will do into the future, I thank you. For all the ways that you've sacrificed and you've given of yourselves, I thank you. I'm truly grateful, as all of us are. And God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We're going to ask the ushers. We're going to ask the ushers. Ushers, please pause for a moment. Just pause for a moment. Let me add something to what Cambria is saying. I have great admiration for Cambria. When she came here 9 years ago, it was a smooth transition because you made it a smooth transition. It was no easy task to have a layperson come and lead this community, and a layperson, a woman, to teach us about women's leadership in the life of the church. I think that's very inspiring, the manner in which she has done that. When I came here 33 years ago, you, the people of Holy Family, taught me about generosity. You taught me about community. You taught me what it means to belong, to share, to gift. It was you who taught me that I could dream. You empowered me to dream. You empowered me to believe. And you did it by the manner in which you dreamt and you believed. So I want to hold on to that spirit. I want to cultivate and encourage and strengthen that spirit of belonging. Holy Family is not made up of a community of people who take. Holy Family has always been a community that is generous and giving. So now, not every one of you will have time to fill out this card right now. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put this card in the basket, even though you don't have a chance to fill it out. But in God's presence, as you do that, make a commitment. Make a financial commitment to Holy Family. In your mind, pause for a moment. Think about, yes, I want to make a pledge. I want to make a statement of my belonging. And then, even though you don't have time to fill it out, make a pledge in your mind. And since we're all believers, I know that you will follow up on that. So thank you for the manner in which you have enriched my life in 30s. You have made my life meaningful. I think I might have said it to you before. In the old days, we used to think the priest is sent to the parish to save the souls of the people. I don't think so. I think the priest is sent to the parish so that the people will save his soul. I believe this. You have enriched my life. You have saved my soul. You have made the kingdom of God real. And the manner in which you have done it was your sense of belonging, your pride in this church, your gratitude, and the manner of your generosity. So I want you to think about that. Now we'll pause for a moment and allow you to think about what I'm saying. Take one of the blue cards, everybody take one of the blue cards and place it in the basket, but pause for a moment now and make a pledge in your mind because you don't have time to fill it out. And then, as a gift to the Lord and a statement of your belonging, your gratitude to the community, put that card in the basket and you can live out your pledge. Amen. Now the ushers can go through, okay? Thank you very much. I want you to take one of these cards and put it in the basket, please, okay? Thank you.